News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Senator Ron Johnson in Wausau and Merrill today making appearances, first one at North Central Technical College in the afternoon. He presented a program outlining federal trends in spending, revenue, and the cost of Medicare and Social Security. Johnson said the Office of Budget and Management puts together 10-year budget plans as a percentage of gross domestic product. But if you look at it in real dollars, the amount of debt that Washington is passing down to our children and grandchildren is unacceptable. Senator did take some questions from members of the Wausau Area Chamber of Commerce. One of the questions was about a government agency hiring up to 1,000 more auditors and requiring more reports and charging high fees to small business. Johnson believes this is an example of way too much government.
We just have layer upon layer. We have hundreds of those types of regulations that really are burdening small businesses, job creators, but large businesses too. So if we really want to be able to create the opportunities, create the types of jobs to allow people to build that good life for themselves and family, we have to reduce that regulatory burden. We have to have a more competitive tax system. We've actually got to utilize our energy resources in this country. We've actually got to celebrate success rather than demonize it.
The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, came up, and Johnson remains committed to repealing that law. He did tell the group he was not in favor of the strategy that shut down the government 2 months ago, but believes Obamacare has to go. A village in the Fox Valley has come up with a plan to replace a former paper mill. The firm of AIM Development is working with other developers in the village of Kimberly to bring some new life to the 98 acres where New Page closed a plant 5 years ago. That plan includes a mix of homes and businesses, which include single-family houses, apartments, townhouses, office buildings, restaurants, and retail stores. Officials have not given a timeline for the project, and they do not have cost estimates yet either. In case you just missed it, the Wisconsin Badger hockey team played pretty well, but they did not get the W in their game at Miami of Ohio. Final score 2-0. Badgers kept the Redhawks scoreless in the first period, but yielded a goal in the second as Anthony Lewis scored at 10:51 on the clock. And then they emptied the net late in the third to try to tie it up with the extra attacker. That didn't work. Badgers lose 2-0. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns tonight. Increasing clouds, not so cold, low of 34 degrees. Saturday, cloudy, mild rain developing around midday and a high of 49. Saturday night, clouds, scattered showers or drizzle possible, down to 47 degrees. And cloudy with a chance of rain mixing with snow Sunday evening, high 51. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.